It is still very early, but Florida is already at the center of an election fight. The state is at odds with both major political parties over the date of the primary election there. Florida moved voting up to January 29th, and that has caused the parties, and particularly the Democrats, to fight back. This week, Democratic National Committee Chairman Howard Dean threatened that Florida's votes won't count and that anyone who campaigns in Florida is ineligible for delegates. Susan McManus is a political science professor at the University of South Florida, and she likens the current spat to a giant tug of war.
Florida Democrats are very upset about candidates being forbidden to come into the state and campaign. And, of course, the candidates are upset. They'd like to come down here and get Florida's money. But the national party wants to have control over the primary calendar, and there is the big fight.
And the national party is really digging in its heels. DNC Chairman Howard Dean said this week that the primary won't count and that candidates who actually campaign in the state of Florida would face sanctions.
And that is very upsetting to Florida Democrats, who have repeatedly reminded Howard Dean about the fact that they have long felt that certain votes didn't count in the 2000 election, and now they're saying to the DNC, so you're telling us that Florida's Democratic votes don't count now?
Now, the DNC chair said that he has no power to change the rules. Is that true?
If he says so, it must be so, but my guess is that they better work something out. And Senator Bill Nelson from our state has said, yes, you better work something out, because the last thing the national party is going to need is for the most competitive big state to be angry and annoyed at their treatment by the national party.
Now, we've been talking about the DNC's reaction to this. What about the Republican Party? Are the stakes different for the two parties?
The Republican Party doesn't have the same delegate selection rules for going to the national party conventions as do Florida Democrats. And I understand that the Florida Republicans might only lose half of the delegate seats to the National Republican Convention. Let's just put it this way. The bottom line is that neither party's advocates in Florida really believe, when all is said and done, that their delegates are going to be denied seating at the national party conventions.
Now, a lot of states have moved up the calendar for their contest. Why was Florida motivated to do this?
Florida has long been a place where every candidate and the national parties come and ask for money. We are considered one of the biggest cash cows in the campaign race. So a lot of party activists, big contributors, and elected officials just looked at the situation and said, you know, we're kind of tired of you coming down here and asking for money, but then our primary being too late to really influence the nomination. And for once, we would like to have an early part in this whole selection process, and we'd like to get these candidates committed to some issues that are really important to Florida.
Susan McManus, thanks so much for talking to us.
My pleasure, Michelle.
Susan McManus is a political science professor at the University of South Florida in Tampa.